Now, in my opinion, thinking all this over, this sort of attitude of just retreating from the problems, retreating into the personal in a rather narrow sense, is really an attitude not worthy of a human being. One who is trying to be a human being in the full sense of the term. It represents a sort of abdication of responsibility, one may say. So, the question arises, what is one going to do? Admitting that you're helpless, or it seems that you're helpless, to begin with, so far as the solution of these larger, these really great problems is concerned, supposing you are helpless, all right, you accept that, what are you going to do? You can't just turn aside, you can't forget, you can't withdraw, you can't ignore. So what are you going to do? Well, my suggestion is, for a start, that we begin by trying to see things, trying to see everything in perspective. This never hurts anyway. To try to see, not just, as it were, the individual trees in the shade of which we happen to stand at the moment, but to try to see the growth and development of the whole wood, the whole forest. In other words, try to see in perspective not just the present, but the past, even the future, if one can have a glimpse of the future, as well. So if we look in this way, if we try to look at the world, if we try to look at world problems in perspective, if we try to envisage, as it were, the history of the whole human race, try to see man from his very beginnings, then what do we see? Well, speaking very, very broadly indeed, perhaps too broadly, but maybe not too broadly just for the purposes of this lecture, we see, dividing, three great periods of human history. We see, to begin with, a very long period, a vast period, about which we know really very little, which lasted some 600 to 700,000 years, perhaps nearly a million years, according to some authorities. And then following this first vast period, we see a second period, a shorter one, of a mere, say, roughly 30,000 years. And finally, we see a period, the last period, of 2,500 years. So let's look at these three periods of human history just a little bit more closely, though still very, very broadly indeed, in very, very broad perspective. The first period, of course, the period of 600 or 700,000 years, a vast primeval period about which, in detail, we know very little, is the period of what we may describe as primitive man. It's the period in the course of which what we sometimes describe as the ape man developed into true man. It's the period towards the end of which hunting developed, weapons were invented, weapons of stone, and when fire was invented. It was a period, this vast primeval period, of very few people. We can hardly imagine now how few people. We don't know the exact numbers, but perhaps there weren't more than even 1 million people scattered all over the surface of the earth. Maybe less than 1 million. And how did these people live? They didn't, of course, at that time live in towns or cities, not even in villages. They didn't even stay in one place at all. They just roamed about in bands, small bands, 20, 30, at the most 40 or 50 strong. And only after a very, very long period, right towards the end of this period of primitive man, they started living in caves, building for themselves very rough and ready huts, even perhaps a sort of nest. So this is the first period, the period of primitive man, the period that lasted for 600 to 700, even up to 1,000,000 years. We have this behind us. This is part of our inheritance, our heredity, that for close on 1,000,000 years we lived, our ancestors lived in this way as primitive man. So that we can see that there's a very big, very deep level of our consciousness, which is primitive. And secondly, the period of the true men, the period that lasted, as I said, for some 30,000 years. This is the period in the course of which agriculture was invented. Man learned to plant. He learned to raise crops, learned to reap, learned to make bread. And this is the period also that saw, as far as we know, as far as we can tell, the beginnings of religion and art. In those days, of course, religion and art weren't separated, as far as we can tell, as much as they are nowadays. They formed a sort of single organic complex. And towards the end of this period, this 30,000 year period, in some areas, especially in the well-watered river valleys, villages became established, villages became larger, and eventually even towns and cities started springing up. And in some of these areas, these river valley areas in different parts of the world, a number of towns started joining together, came under a common overlordship, and in this way, gradually, slowly, by degrees, nation states begin to emerge, at least on a small, on a limited scale. And then one nation state comes into contact with another, comes into conflict. You get war, you get conquest, and you get eventually the beginnings of empire, with one state, one man even, one conqueror, lording it, not just only over his own kingdom, his own state, but over a number of conquered and tributary states. So that's the second period, the period of true men. And then the third period, the modern period, the period of the last 2,500 years. This is the period at the beginning of which the great religions sprang up. During this period we have arising and passing away a number of world empires, Eastern and Western. This is the period, as we know only too well, of science and technology. And still more recently, very recently indeed, is the period of global organizations and global problems. Problems of the kind with which we're concerned today.